After the death of L. Frank Baum, Riley and Lee brought on Ruth Plumly Thompson to continue the Oz stories. Thompson was an avid reader of Baum's from a young age, and by this point had written two of her own children's books. From 1921 to 1939, she wrote one Oz book a year, totaling 19 installments. John Neal continued to illustrate the books. Her first title was The Royal Book of Oz. It was originally credited to the late L. Frank Baum, when in fact, Thompson had written it from scratch. Her next book was Kabumpo in Oz, followed partly by the other seven you see on the top two shelves. In the middle of the second shelf, you can see volume 35 of The Baum Bugle from 1991, which pays homage to Thompson. In 1921 came Parker Brothers' The Wonderful Game of Oz, which originally came with pewter pieces but were later replaced with wooden pieces. The dice from the game spell wizard. On the bottom shelf, you see a stuffed scarecrow and flying monkey used for promotion of The Wizard of Oz 1925 silent film. These are one of the few which survive today. Between them is a still from the film, starring Larry Salmon, Dorothy Dwan, and Oliver Hardy. The film bears almost no resemblance to the book. It did so poorly that it bankrupted the studio which produced it.